Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. Sir Croakington is back in the castle, in the capital city, and has just received a very important letter from the king himself. What could this be about? Well, the adventure is called The Twin Blades. Just the idea that the infamous Twin Blades, Zarithor and Tharnlor, are once again on the loose is enough to send a shudder, racing up even the most widget spine. I don't know how widget my spine is. Start the adventure. Embark. You're summoned to the Citadel for a private audience with King Wenwold. It's delivered to you by a royal courier almost the moment you step through the city gates. The young man, his attire and mannerisms consistent with those of someone who has spent the better part of his life embroiled in the affairs of a monarch's court, swiftly bows and departs, offering you no details of the meeting that will take place tomorrow at midday. You watch the courier climb aboard the coach that bore him to the gates and roll away along the broad thoroughfare that stabs through the very heart of Tysus' ancient capital, wondering what the summons might portend, and secretly elated the crown may at last be seeking your help. You set off on your way, eager for tomorrow to arrive. You arrive at the Citadel slightly before midday and immediately met at the imposing gates by one of King Wenwold's advisers, flanked on either side by an armoured guardsman. Promptly and without ceremony, you are led into the mighty fortress, the very heart of one of the oldest and most powerful nations of the North Broadlands, and to the guarded door of the King's Throne Chamber. Four guards, two wearing swords, and the other two holding tall, iron-hafted spears, step to the side as the advisor draws up to the door. He motions for you to remain in the hall as he opens the door and disappears into the chamber beyond. Moments later, he re-emerges and tells you the king is waiting to see you. This is a private audience, the advisor says, casting his glance at every guardsman present. No one else is to be admitted. By the order of the king, her weapons, says one of the guards, stepping forward and motioning towards the instruments of battle in your possession. And there is a lot of them. Those are not to be permitted beyond that door. Then perhaps you will be the one to tell our good king just that, the advisor snaps. This is a guest of honour, and she is not to be waylaid. His words produce an immediate sobering effect on all present. The guardsman apologises to you, and then to the advisor, and steps back to resume his rigid stance against the wall. The advisor turns to you and nods, then pushes open the heavy, banded door of the throne room. You step beneath the ornate stone arch that houses the door, and the weighty slab of oak closes in your wake. You're taken aback to find yourself almost face to face with the king. The tall, broad-shouldered, grey-bearded man standing before you, his fur-lined robe sweeping the floor at his heels, nods and smiles. A pair of kindly, deep-set blue eyes peer out at you from beneath his bushy grey brows. You respectfully bend on one knee before the ruler of Tysa, but he promptly motions for you to rise. No sooner have you regained your feet, the king steps forward and initiates a shoulder cross. Yep, I guess. Of course, his advisors taught him how to do that, considering that Sir Grogginton is tiny. It's been quite a while since we last stood on Sarandar's field, he says, his smile broadening. I regret to tell you that I have at last decided to take you up on the offer you made to me that day. Our kingdom has need to seek the aid of its greatest adventurer. Sir Grogginton? The king strides over to the fire and lowers himself into a plain but sturdy chair to the left of the hearth. Yeah, all the fancy stuff, that's just a show off. When you actually want to relax, you get normal stuff. You get normal furniture. Because otherwise you just sink so far it actually overflow hours and it becomes uncomfortable again. He offers you the seat opposite, and no sooner as you hop onto it, he thrusts a silver vessel in front of you. The pungent but enticing aroma of well-aged wood wine rises up to greet you out of the intricately engraved cup. I well know that you and I walk different roads, he says, the tiny cone of his voice suggesting his words are not meant to offend. I do not know all that you are privy to, what whispers reach your ears, or from whose business they pass, but have you heard about the business in Mergspur? You're taken aback by the question, certain as to how to ask it, but you quickly realise it's tempted to gorge the extent of your knowledge by whatever it is he's alluded to. The guards with the port. You've heard nothing of it? He says, raising an eyebrow as he sips his rude wine. It is surprising and comforting, I must confess. Perhaps we are in time to do something about it before anyone else has to die. You are about to ask what it is that has happened in Mixpool when King Wenwold holds up his left hand. Instinctively, you resist the urge to speak and fall silent as the monarch swallows the remainder of the contents of his vessel and rises from his chair. With his hands clasped, the back of his robe, shoulders slightly stooped, the imposing, grey-bearded figure begins pacing in front of the fire. The twin blades again cast their shadow upon the realm, he says, resting his hand on the ornate mantle as he turns to look at you. I don't believe they need any introduction. 7 are dead in Mergspool by their hand, and it is feared that it has only begun. You are well aware of the twin blades, the king has mentioned, Xylor and Thynor, brother and sister, are brigands of exceptional cruelty. Warriors of remarkable skill. Well, let's go read their lore book entry. The twin blades. The twin brother and sister whose long list of foul deeds have earned them this infamous moniker. The twin blades are two characters best avoided. Well, I don't think we'll be doing that. Xylor, brother, and Thynor, sister, began their sordid careers as outlaws early in life, when, upon the death of their father, a ruthless brigand known to most as Silverfang, they assumed control of what remained of his band of highwaymen. Under the control of the twins, who displayed not only their father's cruel nature, but also his fearsome skill with all manner of weaponry, the small band of highwaymen quickly grew into a small army of robbers and raiders that mercilessly pillaged outlying settlements across the entire breadth of southern Tulsa. At last, when the rewards put on their heads by the crown became more than even the most ardent of brigands could hope to resist, the twins were betrayed by a handful of their own and captured by border rangers in an ambush near the city of Twintmore. The twins escaped from their ranger captors 3 days later on the journey to Cap Tanis, where they were to stand accused of the long and gruesome litany of their crimes. They were captured twice again a decade the followed, and managed to escape twice more. After their last escape, which left 3 border rangers and 5 soldiers dead on a quiet road south of Twythic, Scythor and Salinor disappeared. Most believe they had fled the North Broadlands entirely, though a good number felt they were simply hiding out in some remote nook in the wilds of Telsa, patiently awaiting the day they would seek their revenge on their betrayers and their kin. And of course, start nicking stuff. All the stuff! Nick everything! Yeah! Steal all the things! Or something like that. But revenge first. Revenge, then stealing. Then murder. Then more revenge. Then stealing. Stealing, murder, revenge. Stealing, murder, revenge. Stealing, murder, revenge. Just keep going like that until someone finally gets you. Or you die of probably alcohol. Lots and lots of alcohol. And then you choke on a nosebleed or something. They were sighted fleeing the Witherport a week ago, says the king. There were 7 dead in the belly of the Stormward Inn. And I've no doubt that some among them were related to the betrayal that came so close to placing those 2 demons on the hangman's wise. Their betrayers are likely far and wide. And what we've seen in Migspor will be echoed in every corner of the kingdom if they're not found. It simply cannot come to pass. King Wenwald tells you that while the border rangers and a larger number of his agents are already searching for the dangerous pair across the kingdom, he feels that the task of finding the outlaws and bringing them to justice might be better matched to the skills of a master adventurer. Well, most things are. You know, except, you know, manual labour. Not very good at that. Long indeed is the list of your accomplishments, Sir Crowhington, he says. The outlaws we seek will know to be weary of guardsmen and woes. But someone like you is less likely to arouse their warranted suspicion. The king steps forward and places his broad hand on your shoulder and looks you square in the eye and asks you to accept the task of hunting down the twin blades and bringing the cruel, vengeful brigands to justice. Well, of course I will. It's both patriotic and heroic. And quite possibly likely to be pretty heftily rewarded. Because, you know, a king and everything. Not like I'm doing it for the reward. I'd still do it if there was no reward. But, you know, it's nice. It's like, it's sprinkles. It's sprinkles. A cake's still brilliant without sprinkles, but it's better if it has them. Accept the task. Your acceptance of the task is met with a broad smile from King Wenwald. The grey-bearded monarch reaches out and initiates a shoulder cross, and tells you his mind is now much relieved. Your task must commence at once, he says. The king tells you, from what his agents have been able to gather, Scythor and Thalnar have already begun to assemble a confederation of thieves and other undesirable characters, in what is likely an effort to aid in the search of those who betray them. And also, just perhaps, an attempt and reconstituting some of their former ill-guided glory, he says with obvious derision. You might do well to see if you can locate any of these suspected confederates of theirs. Might be your best chance to find the murderous pair. The Twin Blades aren't likely to make themselves readily available. Except, of course, when they're new in the stabbing. But they're not going to give you much warning, are they? They'll be like, hello, 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 good day, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon. I don't know why they're saying that every time they stab people, but maybe they do. Maybe they have this weird combination of politeness and murderousness. At length, you prepare to take your leave of the king. He pours you more wood wine, and while you savour the aroma and flavour of the strong spirit and jump in the cup, he cautions you to remain on guard at all times. Sainar Thafar haven't slipped through our fingers by their own good luck, he says. I urge you to take great care in your pursuit. Report back to me as necessary. May the All-Father guide and watch over you, Sir Croakington. You bow respectfully before the king. And Sir Croakington, he says, his eyes narrowing as his gaze meets your own. I care nothing for how you choose to deal with them, alive or dead. It is of little consequence. Yeah, I can understand why you'll want to kill them, because they've already escaped 3 times. So if you capture them, there's a pretty decent chance they'll just escape again. And then they'll have more people on their kill list. Including me. A few minutes later, you're once again outside of this imposing citadel on the streets of Talanus. To begin your search for the Twin Blades and their confederates, select the Embark Upon the Search for the Twin Blades option in Talanus. Here it is. Embark Upon the Search for the Twin Blades. Which just works like an explorable zone. But the zone is the entire kingdom. But they just narrow down all the stuff which isn't part of searching for the Twin Blades. Presumably you did that. In fact, probably quite a few of the adventures you did, you actually happened while you were searching for the Twin Blades. You just bumped into something on the way. But they've snipped that out. Because it breaks up the flow of the narrative. I mean, they happen, but it's not narratively important. You set off to explore the 4 corners of the kingdom, looking for any sign that might serve to lead you to the elusive, murderous outlaw pair known as the Twin Blades. And time to explore. The exploration takes you far and wide across nearly all of Tysa as you search towns, villages, cities, and the wild for any sign the elusive and deadly outlaw pair or their confederates. Despite the ordinary trials and perils associated with travel throughout the kingdom, you discover nothing will help you locate the 2 fugitives. Keep exploring. Your exhaustive exploration and diligence in tracking down leads and rumours ultimately brings you to the outskirts of the Witherport of Rilsbrill. Sensible. That was when they were last seen. When early one Monday morning, you come upon a lanky, greying man you've learned is possibly in league with the outlaws you're seeking. Luckily, the element of surprise is on your side. As you study the man you've tracked to this point, you attempt to determine your next course of action. So, 3 options. Ignore him and continue on your way, and not going to do that, at least not yet. Attempt to sneak up on him or approach him directly. This is going to happen a few times. So I'm just going to go through the list in order. attempt to sneak up on him. Now decide how you attempt to sneak up on your target. Thievery, illusion, gating, or just do it manually. Use thievery. Success. Successfully used your thievery skill. With barely a sound, you creep up behind the unsuspecting man, and with well-practiced ease, and strike a sharp blow to the back of his head, sending him sprawling to the ground. Your blow has stunned the man, and he makes a weak attempt at regaining his feet, but swiftly collapses. You quickly place your foot upon his chest, and issue a stark warning, in effort to deter any further attempts at flight. I have level 60 in divination, so... Actually, 61. So if you lie, I'm gonna know. And then I'm going to get a bit stabby. That just happens. When people lie to me, I get stabby. So don't lie. And don't lie by omission either. And don't say things that aren't technically a lie, but will inevitably lead to a false conclusion. The truth... The whole truth, the nothing but the truth, but only concerning the twin blades. I don't need you to tell me about your love life or anything. As you grasp for air, you question about the twin blades, its connection to them. The colour drains from his face upon mention of the outlaw pair, and with only a few seconds he begins to tell you a long and meandering tale about his association with the sinister duo. You listen intently to what he has to say, discarding immediately the piece of information you determined to be lies, divination helped, and committing to memory anything you feel will lead you to the outlaws you seek. When your interrogation of the man is complete, you render him unconscious with a death blow to the back of his skull and hide his body nearby. With the sketch information provided by the man you've just questioned, you figure you're still a long way off from being able to locate the outlaws you seek. After taking a few moments to gather your thoughts and check over your equipment, you once again set off on your way. So I'm going to have to do that a few more times. As you travel through the kingdom, following up on rumours and chasing down phantom sightings of the outlaws you seek, that wasn't the twin blades! That was just a haystack! Oh no, that wasn't the twin blades! That was just the Magonian kit. That's just the Magutu kit twins. Oh, that wasn't the twin blades! That was a scarecrow! That wasn't the twin blades! That was a pumpkin! Oh no, that wasn't the twin blades! That was two cows. That wasn't the twin blades. That was a lyrebird that heard the twin blades, but it's flown off now, so we can't hear them. You're unable to shake the unnerving feeling you're being followed at every step. Kind of unfortunate that this doesn't really go anywhere. Alright, yep. Nothing helps this time. Exploring. It is another man. Yeah, my moon. Ultimately bring you to the outskirts of Moonlight Lake. When early one overcast evening, you come upon a tall young man you've learned is possibly in league with the outlaws you're seeking. Sneak up on your man. Use thievery, illusion this time. You call upon your power of illusion and create the near perfect likeness of a man strolling toward your target. There's attention held by the masterful illusion, thinking, I'm gonna steal something! You slip up from behind and strike a sharp blow to the back of his head, sending him sprawling to the ground. Your blow has stunned the man, and then it's the same. Bonk! Question. The same as last time now. Alright, still long way off. Keep exploring. Nope, nothing that time. as another man sneak up on him with the power of gating. You channel your power of gating and a swirling black portal opens immediately to your right. Wasting no time, you step into the portal and emerge only seconds later on the head of the unsuspecting man. Clunk! A sharp blow to the back of his head, with a bit of help from toady poison. Not the really bad kind, just a bit of mild poison, just knockout poison. Back of his head, sent him sprawling to the ground. Your blow has stunned the man. He takes a weak attempt at regaining his feet, but swiftly collapses. You quickly place your foot upon his chest and issue a stark warning. In an effort to deter any further attempts at flight, do you want to know what the bad poison is like? Do you? Do you? Do you, punk? Well, do you? Alright, and I get some information. Still a long way off. Keep exploring. Sneak up on your man. Well, I've used thievery, illusion, gating. Just regular sneaking now. You attempt to sneak up behind your unsuspecting target. Picking a number. Bonus of 56. 17 for woodmanship, 16 from thievery, 17 from agility, and 6 from luck. I have to get 100 or more, or he'll catch on. Pick now. 84, failure. Your failure at your attempted action has served to attract your target's attention. The man turns and regards you with an unfriendly stare, as if he's attempting to gauge your intentions. So, just beat him up, or bugger off and hope he doesn't give away anything. Well, I gotta beat him up. Attempt to subdue the man. You leap forward and attack the man, hoping to be able to subdue and question, but he quickly turns and dashes off. Without a second thought, you sprint after him in a desperate bid to overtake him and prevent his escape, picking a number. Bonus 57, 17 for agility, 20 for body, 10 for spirit, 10 for might. Gotta get 100 or more, pick now! 85, failure. Despite your best effort, you're unable to catch up with the fleeing man. After a chase that lasts for several long minutes, you lose sight of him and are forced to stop to catch your breath, cursing your misfortune, but determined not to give up on your search for the Twin Blades and their confederates, you once again prepare to resume your search. Well, that didn't work out, but we'll see him again. Yeah, I think this adventure could do with, I don't know, just suddenly you hear the twang of an arrow. An arrow is shrieking towards you, and then you get, what do? Use fortification, conjuration, elementalism, dodge out the way, and there you go, just... And you find then, you dodge out of the way. Attach the arrow, you find a message. The blades bid you welcome. And then that's it. Something like that. You know, just give it just a bit of spice. Yeah. Keep going. Alright, let's sneak up on the man again. Regular sneak. 106 success. With barely a sound, you slip up behind the unsuspecting man and strike a sharp blow to the back of his head, sending him sprawling to the ground. And now, now that he's down on the floor, question him as usual. However, no lying. I'll know if you're lying. Because I can taste lies. Maybe. Or maybe I just get stabby for no reason. Who knows? Right. I'll know if you're lying because I've done a lot of investigation beforehand, so I know about a large but indeterminate amount of things. Eh? How about that? Hmm? Also, master of divination. Well, okay, only adept at divination. So you might be able to sneak something past, but you have to be a really good liar. And you're like only a moderately good liar. Right. Still a long way off. Keep exploring. Sneak up. Regular sneak. Success. Knock him out. Question. Alright, still a long way off. Explore once more. Nothing found this time. Nothing found this time. Yeah, no combats in this one either. And you just... random ruffian just comes at you, and this one would run away. You fight him, he says, "The blades want your head, my friend," and he attacks you suddenly, and then you fight him, but then he runs away. "The blades will hear of this, my friend." Yes, he then, I don't know, throws a smoke bomb or something. He then, maybe he jumps onto a passing carriage that's thundered past, and you can't. And you can't catch him, and really, you want the blades to know you're hunting them. Because then... they'll put more energy into defending themselves and less energy into murdering people. I know, maybe. Alright, sneak. Stealthily. Assess. Blow. Question. Slowly getting closer to being able to locate the outlaws you seek. Good, we're making progress. Slowly but surely, we are making progress.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Clicking through. Okay, I've done all the sneak. Okay, one more sneaking. Move up stealthily behind him. Sneak up. Oh, that's a success again. More questions. Okay, next one I'm moving on to the... nothing helps this time. Attempt to approach him directly. You boldly attempt to approach the man directly, hoping you'll be able to get some information out of him, one way or another. Picking a number. Bonus of 69. 17 from diplomacy, 20 from mind, 10 from spirit, 6 from luck, and 16 from thievery. Success requires 100 or more. Pick now. 116. Success. Your brazen tactic pays off. The lanky man seems distrustful of you at first, but after a brief conversation that gradually wanders into some of the more recent bits of news from around the kingdom, you appear to have gained his confidence. You try hard to conceal your profound interest when he begins discussing the recent sightings of the twin blades that seem to have taken place in every corner of the world. At length, not wishing to rouse his suspicions further, you bid him farewell and prepare to set off on your way. Slowly getting closer to be able to locate the outlaws you seek. I found another possible confederate. This one, a lanky, greying man near the city of Tringemore. So what if I just ignore him? Not certain the man is indeed a confederate of the Twin Blades, you decide not to confront him. Instead, you turn and swiftly set off on your way. I'd be curious if there's a chance if you come across someone. It turns out they actually knew nothing. You feel kind of bad about beating them up. So you give an apology. Then you have some paleo together and sort it out. It happens. Could happen. Another option. Alright, approach him directly, just to chat. You boldly approach the man and attempt to engage him in conversation, but he seems immediately suspicious. Well, I have been asking a lot of questions about the Twin Blades. You sense he's about to turn and take flight. You leap forward and attack the man, cornering him just as he attempts to turn and dash off with no way to escape. The man draws his weapon and lunges at you. Because you wish to question this man, you may only attempt to subdue him during combat. Because, yes, I do know necromancy, so there's a chance I could question him when he's dead. But then he'll probably be all really sour about the whole having killed him thing. It probably won't help. So, cornered confederate. I have to subdue him because of the whole don't want him dead thing. Just want the answers, not blood. Strikes out at you with a weapon. Brutal stroke, 6 damage. Of course, he's not that good. That's why he's the confederate and not the confederacy. Or something like that. Anyway, down he goes. 5 XP. Though he's been severely battered, the portly man on the ground at your feet makes a last attempt to get away from you, but a swift kick to his ribs ends the futile effort. As he gasps for air, you question him about the Twin Blades and his connection to them. The colour drains from his face upon your mention of the outlaw pair. Within only a few seconds, he begins to tell you a long and meandering tale about his association with the sinister duo. You listen intently to what he has to say, disregarding immediately this piece of information determined to be lies or just incorrectly remembered. Committing to memory anything you feel will lead you to the outlaws you seek. Making a bit more progress, slowly getting closer. Keep exploring. Alright, let's approach him directly. Nope, try to get a conversation. Oh, and he runs away. Prevent his escape. Okay, and I knock him out. Keep exploring. Sneak up on the man. Gate onto his head. Knock him out. Answer the questions. Close to be able to locate the outlaws you seek. Keep going. Approach directly. Have a chat, and he accidentally reveals something he shouldn't. Probably not a good thing for his continued survival. After all, these Twin Blades do not like betrayers, even if it's by accident. Approach him directly, have a chat. At length, not wishing to arouse his suspicions further, you bid him farewell and prepare to set off on your way. Getting close to be able to locate the outlaws you seek. Sneak up on him. Illusion. Knock him out. ask some questions. Keep going, keep going. Just keep exploring. Keep finding Confederates, beating them up. Gating again. Gate on. You don't even get any XP for using them. I ask some questions. Extremely close to where to locate the outlaws you seek. So just a few more, I think. Maybe four or so. Sneak up. Illusion. Your failure at the attempted action is sure to attract your target's attention. The man turns and regards you with unfriendly stares. He's trying to gauge your attentions. Subdue him. Alright, I attempt to leap forward to attack the man, hoping to be able to subdue and question him, but he quickly turns and dashes off. Without a second thought, you sprint after him, desperate to bid to overtake him and prevent his escape. Okay, picking a number, bonus 57, success 100 or more, pick now. 100, 55. With a swift tug from behind, he loses his footing and topples to the ground at your feet. Wasting no time, you land a swift and deft blow on the back of his skull. Ask some questions. Extremely close. Keep on going, keep on gathering, keep on gathering the evidence to find out where the twin blades are. Sneak up on him, just use feathery. With barely a sound, you creak up behind the unsuspecting man with well-practiced ease. With well-practiced ease and strike a sharp blow to the back of his head, sending him sprawling to the ground. Alright, got some questions. Extremely close, maybe one more. Sneak up. Feathery. Ask the questions. Nope, still extremely close. Alright. Sneak up. Feathery. Ask the questions. Still, no. How close? How long could I be extremely close for? They are very elusive, these outlaws. Sneak up. Feathery. All right. When your interrogation of the man was complete, you render unconscious with the death blows of back of the skull and hide his body nearby. The last bit of information provided by the man you just questioned, you're certain you'll now be able to find your way to the precise location where the twin blades lie hiding. According to what you've learned and be able to decipher from your questioning of the outlaws' confederates, Xiphor and Thylar are operating out of a small camp, hidden deep in the forest north of Milksprawl. Oh, they didn't get very far now, did they? They are right next to their first crime. I mean, if I was them, I'll do my crime really, really far away from where I live. But admittedly, that's not what we all criminals do. There's been quite a few times where you'd be able to just go, okay, boop, 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 boop. Alright, here's a map of where the crimes are, in the middle of the map. Your suspect will be here because that's the place he'll be where he'll have to do the least walking. And then there he is. Oh, look, the crime rate suddenly went down. Oh, have this guy just moved away? Elated that you at last determined location of your dangerous pair, but wary of the peril that likely awaits you, you once again set off on your way. Eager to embark on what you hope will be the last part of your long and arduous task. Please note, you will now find a location marked, the hidden camp, and to return to a previously discovered location while searching for the twin blades. Be sure to save your game before heading to the hidden camp. Okay, I will. Call off the exploration and save and rest and alright, to the hidden camp. Deep in the forest. Deep in the forest north of Migspor, you discover a small, well-concealed encampment in a clearing surrounded by dense laurel and an almost impenetrable wall of bramble. Two high tents and a smouldering fire pit make up the entirety of the rugged settlement, and after observing from a safe distance for several minutes, you're convinced that it's deserted. You're about to move forward and investigate the abandoned camp, hope of discovering if indeed it belongs to the outlaw pair you've been seeking, when the sharp tip of a blade pressures into your spine. Don't even twitch. Hisses a vast masculine voice from behind you. Well, I'm not sure I can trust you, since you've got a knife pushed into my back. I guess it's a very long knife while you're crouching. I'm going to say it's a very long knife. Yes. Because obviously, he knew that Sir Croakington was hunting him because of all these Confederates I've been leaving alive, you know, to spook them. And so he got a very long knife. So he could stab me. Yeah. Like, really long knife. Not a sword, though. It's a long knife. Oh, it's a blade. It's a very long blade. It's not necessarily a knife. Well, then that makes sense. Okay. I don't trust him. Not one bit. So, divination succeeded. You sense that whoever's ever behind you intends to kill you. So, don't leave a sword next to my back then. Attempt to twist away from the sword tip. Okay, I can't hop because I'll just go into the... I'll just go straight up the blade. So, okay, I'm going to have to... go flat and then sideways. Yes, I'm gonna have to use a sudden. Fortunately, the person who transformed me didn't know that it's only chameleons that have the really long tongues. So we went and gave Sir Croakington one of those. Because most wizards don't really learn biology that well. Yeah, that's the thing. Toads and frogs do not have the crazy long... They don't have those sort of... They do not have those sort of tongues. They're just... They stick out more because they're attached at the edge of the mouth rather than the back, like ours are. It just goes... Weep, weep. Just flops over to the things. Rather than going, shlip. No, shlip. None of that. They don't do that. But this is magic, so... And the wizard thought, yeah, tongues have. Toads have big, stretchy tongues. So obviously he's going to have a big, stretchy tongue. So that's what I'm doing. I just bent down as much as possible. Then stretchy tongue myself to a nearby tree. Attempt to twist away from the sword tip. I try to do that thing I just said. Picking a number. Bonus of 60. 17 on armed combat. Other than my big long tongue. 17 from agility. 6 from luck. 20 from body. Gotta get 100 or more. Pick now. 116 success. You swoop I tongue grapple to the tree, narrowly avoiding the thrust of your unknown assailant's deadly sharp blade. Wasting no time, you flip about and turn to face your enemy. Steady only a few yards from you, his long dark hair draped across his leather-clad shoulders, is a man who needs no introduction. Sarthmore, whose unshaven and somewhat bony face reveals the many muffs he recently spent hiding in the wild, sneers and shakes his head as he looks you over. "Is this the best they had to send?" he sends in a derisive tone. "A glorified goblin slayer? You'll soon wish you stayed out of this, friend." With unnerving speed, the ruthless brigand throws himself at you in a furious assault, quickly putting you on the defensive as you attempt to fend off his attack. It's Sarthor. He's a bit of a wrong'un. The only option is murder. Sarthor slashes at you with his long sword. "Well, thanks for sparing me the choice, you murderous bastard. Just makes things a lot easier for me if I don't even have the option of sparing you." Keep slashing and slashing and slishing and sloshing and slooshing. And is slain. One down. 8 XP. You step back from the corpse of the slain brigand and take a moment to wipe away the blood and sweat that streams down your brow. The sudden sound of a footfall on the soft earth to your right spins your head in that direction. Creeping upon you just through the undergrowth is the sister of the man you just slew. The more skilled and deadly half of the sinister pair have long been known as the Twin Blades. Because behind every deadly murderous man is an even deadlier and more murderous woman, apparently. Thynar, whose unmistakably attractive face is somewhat drawn and haggard, glances at her brother's unmoving body, then turns her steely gaze to you. I wonder, did they actually like each other? We'll never know, because it's murder time. Without a word. Well, justice time. It is not murder. I've been officially authorized by the Crown Head of State to chop them to pieces. This is a legally sanctioned death sentence. Not murder. King says it's okay. And they have been tried and sentenced to hang for all their other crimes. They have been tried in absentia or something like that and found dead. To rights and dead to being dead. Coming now. Without a word, the master swordswoman springs forward, displaying even greater skill than her slain kin. You fall back several feet before drawing yourself into a defensive stance as you prepare to fight her to the death. Oh, if only you'd work together. You'd still be dead, but you'd be a bit tougher. Right. Down she goes. Go meet your brother in some sort of bandity hell. Slashes you with a deadly blade. Oh, and meet your dad. Oh, and say hello to your daddy too. The enemy smashes for your defences with a devastating blow for 22 damage. Okay. And she is slain. There it is. It is done. The Twin Blades are finally defeated. Nobody need fear them anymore. Because they're dead. Dead, 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 very dead, and I can tell because I chopped them up myself. Unless they've pulled some sort of phantom assassin business. But I mean, these are legendary outlaws, not mythic outlaws. Like the phantom assassin. I mean, he's a whole tier above them. I mean, nobody crimes like the Phantom Assassin. Even that guy at the end of Proving Grounds 2 wasn't quite on his tier. He is the King of Criminals. Which is... You don't even get a cool hat for that, so don't run for it. Anyway, 1024 XP to General. 256 XP to all skills and powers. Very, very nice. The Twin Blades are no more. Woohoo! Here in the heart of an ancient forest north of Moogsboro, less than 24 yards from their last meagre abode, the cruel and bloody campaign of terror and death, long waged by the wicked pair, has finally reached its end. You make a quick search of their bodies, discover the following. Some very nice swords, and a very nice dagger. And 1,458 gold. Because it's kind of hard to spend it when everybody hates your guts, and the instant you go into any sort of shop, people are trying to arrest you. And all your confederates are just trying to betray you, probably. And also aren't allowed anywhere. You carefully conceal the bodies of Sinor and Thanor and head south out of the forest, back towards Moogsboro. As luck would have it, on the road to Moogsboro you encounter 6 bounded border rangers riding towards the Witherport. The rangers stare wide-eyed as you relate to them the details of your encounter with the Twin Blades in the frontier just to the north. 2 of the rangers ride on Moogsboro, but the remaining pair have you lead them to the concealed camp and the bodies of Flynor and her brother. One ranger prepares to set about the grim job of removing the heads of the slain pair, so they may be retained as proofs of their death. You conclude that your mission is complete and prepare to depart. Well, at least I don't have to do the chippy-choppy myself this time. Our word would normally be enough, says the ranger, standing closest to you, as he turns away from the unpleasant spectacle that is about to commence. But with this pair, I think a little solid evidence of their demise can't hurt. Bid farewell to the rangers and set off for Moogsboro, where you plan to spend a couple of days resting before heading back to Talanus. Your return to Talanus 9 days after the completion of your mission is, thankfully, uneventful. When at last you reach the Citadel, you are immediately ushered in to meet with King Renwald. You're not surprised to find the grey-bearded monarch has already learned of your mission's success. Well, he probably has all sorts of ways to communicate. For example, at the very least, a series of really fast riders who constantly change horses so they can go 30 miles per hour for all day and all night, because they also change riders. Word meets me only 2 days ago, and I've hardly been able to sleep since, he says, as he fills an ornate silver vessel with root wine and thrusts it in your direction. I expect that you have a full account for me. Spare my ear nothing, Sir Cogington. I wish to savour every word. When you finish relating the details of your long search, the clues and information that led to the hidden camp in the wine in which you found the outlaws, the king smiles and leans back in his high back chair next to the fire. will go down into the histories without question, he says. But it is, after all, only a beginning. There is much that this strange new age has ushered in, which in time will be forced to confront. I hope I may continue to rely upon you, my friend. You nod and politely tell the king that you will be at his service when again the need for your son to summon you arises. You're not a mercenary. I would not think to treat you as such, but I dare say you could always use a few of these, he says, as he hands you a small leather pouch. You're presently surprised to discover the pouch contains a small quantity of adventure tokens. 8 of them. Very nice. You thank the king, but he quickly tells you your gratitude is not necessary. With the twin blades no longer among the living, never again to cut short another life, innocent or otherwise. It should be 10-fold the number of tokens in that pouch, he says. Of course, I think you'll agree these pieces are just a bit difficult to come by. Unless you're tallies, of course. He's got lots of them. Or Gregor. He's got lots of them too. After several more vessels of wood wine and a long and deep conversation with the man who occupies the throne of the most influential of the North Broadland nations, you part company with the king and are shown out of the citadel. As you step back onto the streets of Tannis, you turn and look back at the mighty fortress that casts its shadow over the broad avenue that leads to the heart of the city. A strange notion, thought suddenly comes to mind, and you probably dismiss the notion still. You can't help but wonder. And that is the end of that adventure. 3,072 experience to general, 256 experience to all skills and powers. Now, what will be the next thing we'll do? Well, there's a strange statue, but nope, no point doing that. What is there next? Let's see. Don't really want to start a saga because I want the 500th episode to be for something new. Because I want one more AT so I can move on and get the quick stone. So what gives an adventure tokens? Shimmering Spring, Poaching in North Star. No, that leads to one of them some eventually. Oh, the Killing Hand of Winter. Yes, that leads to some adventure tokens. Between 0 to 10 of them, depending on the route you take. Also, Untold Heaps of Bone, that leads to them. Takes a while, though. Hunted Man, that leads to a saga that gets them in the end. Giants. Does that lead to them? I don't remember. The One, Snowy Dusk, Deep in the Forest. Braggart's Tale. That leads them eventually, but you got to buy residence first. Okay, I think the Killing Hand of Winter. That'll be the next one. Yep, okay, but anyway. Until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.